Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Heritage of Dark Tobacco will be celebrated this weekend with the annual Black Patch Festival in Princeton. Princeton Optimist Club member Roy Gene Rogers says the modern-day Black Patch Festival dates back to the 1970s.
In 1971, the Civitan Club here in Princeton renewed the event. They had it for 2 years. And then in 1974, the Princeton Optimist Club took over the celebration, and we changed it to the Black Patch Heritage Festival. And we have, like you said, the events are on, parade is on September the 6th, and then the downtown fair is on September the 7th.
Rogers says festivities began with the pageants in late August.
They were renewed after 2 years of not having any, and the ladies did a great job of putting that on. We had a lot of participants, and it seemed like everyone really had a good time.
Caitlin Fralick was named Miss Caldwell County, with Lexi Oliver crowned Miss Black Patch. Rogers notes festivities actually began on Friday night.
Friday, September the 6th, the parade will start lining up at the Butler Building parking lot, and then the parade will start at 5 p.m., and everyone's invited. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to contact any of us about bringing a float or a car. Bring your horses, your old tractors. We welcome everyone to come and participate.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Roy Gene Rogers says Black Patch festivities will be in full swing on Saturday.
We have 65 booths that are set up from the Capitol Theater up to East Court Square. And there are cakewalks going on. The Kiwanis Club pancake breakfast is that morning. All down through the street, the Arts and Crafts Fair is also going on from East Market down to City Hall.
He notes it's more than just a festival. It's about reconnecting.
We have students that have graduated from Caldwell County High School that come back, and it's a chance for them to meet, you know, former classmates and to talk to them that maybe they hadn't seen in a while.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.